W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Resources from all over the country are now headed to Maui to help firefighting and recovery efforts. The fires have killed at least 93 people so far, but even more could be trapped in burned-out buildings. KCAL TV's Jeff Nguyen is there.
As the death toll rises, authorities in Maui say the effort to find and identify the dead is still in the early stages. Cadaver dogs are sifting through the rubble of thousands of buildings burnt to the ground, mostly homes.
We're bringing in more. We're bringing in more teams and more dogs so we can speed up that process as much as we can.
This man says he's searching for missing family members.
We've been to a lot of hotels inside Lahaina, but none of them are there. Mm-hmm. So we've been to police station, we called Red Cross, anywhere that we can find them, but nothing.
There's still no actual estimate as to how many people are unaccounted for there. Meantime, investigators are looking into the cause of an explosion that killed five people and destroyed homes in western Pennsylvania. Stephen Barlia is with the Allegheny County Emergency Services.
This investigation may last for months, if not years, so please keep that in mind. It's a slow process.
About 3,500 competitors logged into laptops to expose vulnerabilities in AI chatbot models this weekend at the DEF CON Hacker Convention in Las Vegas. They work to identify flaws in the systems that experts say will take time and millions of dollars to fix. With Hunter Biden's plea deal on hold, a trial could also be in limbo now. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
So will it go to trial?
It's not inevitable.
Attorney Abby Lowell told Face the Nation.
We were trying to avoid one all along.
And while that plea agreement fell apart in court, the gun diversion agreement remains intact.
The diversion agreement is already filed in court, and it has the signatures necessary for it to be binding.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Former Vice President Mike Pence responded to Donald Trump's claims this week that he never asked Pence to disregard the Constitution and overturn 2020 election results. Pence tells NBC's Meet the Press, all you've got to do is check Trump's old tweets.
There's almost no idea more un-American than the idea that any one person could choose which votes to count for president of the United States. The American people know the presidency belongs to them alone, yeah. And no one person has ever had that authority or ever should under our system.
Trump faces a fourth indictment in Georgia. Experts are warning people taking weight loss drugs like Wegovy, they could face deadly complications if they need surgery that require empty stomachs for anesthesia. Some doctors say they should stop using it for 3 weeks before sedation or risk injury, infection, or death. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Making an impact. Sponsored by Grainger. Renee Amy is a member of the Good Cemeterians. No, they're not a band. They're a group of volunteers who clean headstones, primarily those of veterans, at a cemetery outside of L.A.
Bright and shiny these things were, you know, the day one that they were put in, and now they're back to that.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call ClickGrainger.com or just stop by.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 55, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 62. Mainly clear skies, tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers, lows level off around 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
just carry on and keep moving fast. I pulled off the highway and rolled into town. I just fancied free, babe, and I travel round. So
Cry Like a Rainstorm. That was Linda Ronstadt featuring the great Aaron Neville. And before that, we opened up hour two of Seth Faces the Music with Prince Rogers Nelson himself, When Doves Cry. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And let us continue right now with an artist from the early 1950s who was kind of a precursor to some of the big manias that would come later, like Elvis, the Beatles, that sort of thing. It was much shorter than their reigns, but man, was it intense. Nearly forgotten today. Here is Johnny Ray, aka the Prince of Wales, with his huge hit, Cry.
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. If your sweetheart sends a of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel. your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song. Remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky, so let your head down and go on and cry. Sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky, so let your hair down and go right on, baby, and cry.
No!
Robert Smith and The Cure with their first big single, Boys Don't Cry. And before that, a real nugget, it was The Magicians with Invitation to Cry. Hope you didn't get too much psychedelic on you there. It gets kind of messy. Time for a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we've got a true legend, a man who died too early, created some of the greatest music ever, and we're going to have one of his anthems coming up next here on WFHR.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you.
passes and changes and comes to an end. I know that nothing is written but old news again and again. I know that it's true. Don't remember my name. Oh, we're always a step out of time. Now, ain't that a shame? And you've been alone for too long, but nobody cries. If you wanna see all of my tears, take a look in your eyes. Know that it's true, believe it or not, but angels don't cry. I know that it's true, there's too many tears, but
The Psychedelic Furs, Richard Butler lead singer, with Angels Don't Cry, and in the same kind of spirit, the great Bob Marley and the Wailers, a live version of No Woman, No Cry. Up next, we have one of the great voices of R&B and rock and roll. She passed away, sadly, not too long ago from this recording. But we're going to go back to her early roots here when she was a teen with her husband, Ike. I don't think I have to explain how rough that relationship was. And the song that we're going to play now, well, there's a different feel to it after we knew what happened with their relationship. Here's Ike and Tina Turner with Every Day I Have to Cry.
Love would make my life bright and sunny. They said I never totally right. I'm gonna walk away slowly. Instead I bid you goodnight, another goodbye. I'm gonna cry. Cry, 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 cry all day. Whatever you withholding, I never said it was good. By the dozen, I never did what you would. I know that you would. Where that you could. Cry, 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 cry all day. Cry all night. I had a hole in my heart. I had a company.
From their album Schmilko, that was Wilco with Cry All Day. One more segment coming up to Seth Faces the Music for today. When we come back, we've got a famous band with a teenage singer. They had a couple of hits. He later went on to join the monstrously influential Big Star and then had an off and on again solo career that pretty much wallowed in obscurity. Find out who that singer was and his band when we come back on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Strength.
From the record, I'm Breathless. That was from Dick Tracy, the motion picture. That was Madonna with Cry Baby, sounding her most Betty Boopy-ish. And before that, we opened up the set with the Box Tops. Lead singer was Alex Chilton with Cry Like a Baby. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, one of the most underrated bands from the 1980s was Simple Minds. And as proof, I present to you Exhibit A. From their record, Sparkle in the Rain, here's C, as in the letter C, Sea Moon Cry Like a Baby.
We'll be right back.
one more song to go here on Seth Faces the Music. First, I want to say thanks to everyone for listening. Tune in again next week for some more songs, lots more fun, a new theme, all that. We're going to go out with the King himself. Here's Elvis Presley showing his gospel roots with Crying in the Chapel. So long, everyone.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely
WFHR,
injured veterans.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the